And I'll try again. It's June the 25th, 1991, 4:30 p.m., and we're gathered at the bookstore. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I don't see why my humor is not as funny as yours.
You don't make the mistake.
I said we would beat the mate soon enough.
Okay.
Does anybody remember what year we're in? That's a serious question.
Well, year four.
Year four.
You're about to close that one out too, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I'm Yorgos Hathon. I come in service to God. I welcome friends who come and experience with us. I've sort of been put out on the wash line while Germain and Dorma finish this volume. And they did it.
Good.
Half hour ago. But she just groaned because tomorrow morning they start the next chapter. Germain is a, you know, he gets the floor and he hogs it. Please know, you in this group, that we will probably be having some study workshops with this information after Germain gets it all into the first few volumes. We'll probably write some workbooks to go with it. It's the most important information that you will ever have, before or after. It's hard to come into understanding when your world must be exposed to the kinds of bombardment which you perceive is happening to you. It's more difficult to believe that you have been misled according to the scientific proof of everything in your universe, which really makes it worse than anything that the adversary could do to you. But that's what's happened. Eons and eons since the beginning, total disinformation. And ones wonder, how does it happen? What happens? How can such things as mathematical, scientific information be incorrect? For the same reason that Stan Friedman can go forth and pronounce himself an authority on UFOs with all incorrect data. One pronounces it. Those who wish to agree, agree. Those who do not wish to agree, disagree. And someone gets to be the spokesman and it becomes written law. You have to remember what the human mind responds to: authority, expertise, opinion. Doesn't matter if it is correct or incorrect. If you can establish that you are an authority, as Stanton Friedman does, I use him simply as an example, no more than that. So he presents himself and his authority, and others support that. Each time they introduce him, they will say, and we have an expert with us, an authority who has studied 18,000 years of information and has reached all the correct conclusions, therefore he is the authority. He's done nothing. This man has done less than almost anyone else. But he's put forth there as a disinformation expert. So always authority. Man listens to authority. You print that, and you have compounded it. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It's printed. Here it is in this book. I can turn the pages, and I can show you right here, swear to And look, they even did some studies. Well, I don't know what they were. Don't ask me to explain them, but here they are. And they put some numbers down here. And I'm off the hook today, by the way, because Jermaine now has blasted Bruce Cathy. I apologize in advance to the publisher. I was going to let it go. But he's absolutely correct in his deduction. Jermaine is an alchemist. Jermaine is a scientist first. He's worked with the greatest scientific minds of the generations and experiences, both on the higher planes and on your plane. So he's an alchemist. He comes on the seventh ray, which is the violet ray of transmutation. That means something. It doesn't just mean a purple shirt or royal robe or lovely crown with amethyst. It means a frequency that can impacting other electrical circuitry transmute things. And he has presented authority in this manner. So what? If you do not understand the whole of either the problem or the solution, what good are your numbers? I honor Bruce Cathy because he's done a lot of investigating, a lot of mathematical calculations, a lot of research. Personally, walking to these vortices. And he has a pretty good idea of the electrical circuitry of the grid as far as frequency and vibration. But if you do not understand the other half of what you're talking about and refuse to look at it, you don't have anything. If anything, you have done a disservice. To know that a spacecraft comes into visualization at a frequency of 16.9443 means zero. Zip. Because if you have a different arc, a different latitude, longitude is not going to materialize anyway. Unless the driver of that craft chooses it to materialize. And if you don't come to understanding the mind of God as projects matter through electrical waves, it doesn't matter one whit how many tables of frequencies, octaves, and tonal vibrations you have. Now, I don't even want to be put into the same category and classification as the corner preacher. You see, this is what happens to this beautiful, beautiful word called Christ. This magnificent word called God. It is so misused that used in truth is almost embarrassing. Well, what did you do this afternoon? Well, we went over to the bookstore and we talked about God. We talked about the mind of God and the projection of God. And, oh, you know. No, there isn't anyone who can know. There's no one who can know. I don't want to belittle your participation by insulting you and even inferring this isn't one of the most important groups that you will ever join, that you will ever be privileged to sit in. Is that because we're so hotsy-totsy? No. It's because it is the group through which the truth of God and the universal creation is being brought to you. Does that mean that Dharma's fingers are any better than anyone else's? No, but they're getting faster. There is a glory in the relationship that gets it down to our level. And when I speak of our level, I speak of God's level. You get off the marble pedestal. You come down where we're at, where we experience in the electrical cycles of mind, God thought. Because that's all there is, precious ones. God is the zero. God is the quiet, the rest, the source, the end, the beginning. And I don't care what man wants to think about that, and you can go have a vote on it if you want to, but that's what it is. God is zero. God projects. Let's call him one dimensional, because all is one. So we'll call God oneness. Therefore, God is one dimensional. He just is. The projection of God thought, which manifests everything else in creation, is two-dimensional. As the thought goes forth, it splits into pairs. What we call male-female, simply for your benefit. Everything experiencing is of pairs. The acceptance or action of God thought, the electrical pulsation of the wave, which manifests as matter, moves from two-dimensional then into three-dimensional perception. I wouldn't even try to go into even a basic explanation of that. It's being briefed down as much as Germaine can do so, hoping for comprehension. And as you study the material coming through, we need a little feedback. Don't expect to comprehend the universe instantly, but know that you're comprehending it faster than you are understanding it in those words. Understanding and comprehension are not necessarily the same. The higher mind comprehends it already. And therefore, at some level, you're in perfect comprehension of it. You would not be able to explain it. That doesn't mean that if laid forth in front of you, you won't know that this is correct, because that is knowing. Now, how can you know it is correct? Because everything they've done so far is incorrect. Against the laws of nature, which is creation. You do not split atoms. Your scientists have an incredible, stupid chart where you're going to name all these elements. So they name them from 1, hydrogen, to 91, uranium. They don't even leave a place for the new ones they find. This is how confident they were. They knew everything. So what happens when you come along with tritium? Just throw it out. And there are others that have not even been isolated. So what do they do? Well, we will call them isotopes and leave them unnumbered. How can you do that? You've got a whole bunch of other isotopes that they decided to number. And now we're going to break it down. And we're going to go by atomic weight. So that's going to mean that, let's see, uranium is going to be what? 91 times as heavy, 250 times as heavy as one atom of hydrogen. Or what about carbon? That's what you are. That's what everything is. Every element is in carbon. So what do? We're rewrite. Who's going to believe? We're getting some credibility. We're getting credibility. You're getting the word out. And what is coming from here is becoming credible. Because what they are doing is so incredible. Crappy way to run a universe, isn't it? You're even getting some backup in the Kazar element. So put this one around in your pipe so that you can smoke it when they ask you questions. In Iraq, they have a large Jewish population, quote, end quote, you. They call themselves Judeans. And what do they say about it? They say they're Iraqis. I don't have any trouble with the Iraqis. That is their home. The Iraqis, quote, love us. It's Israel they hate because they are false Jews. They do not even practice according to the laws of Abraham. If you don't know what you're talking about, you cannot blame the world for its ignorance. How else would the Antichrist come than through the one group of people least suspected that's the way the adversary works, always, always, without exception, through deceit. If you can find the most unlikely in your mind group or person to present something of goodness or evil and reverse it, you'll probably have it. You see, what they're calling the New World Order is the New World Government, the New World Monarchy, dictatorship under the United Nations, which would unify in peace a world, wouldn't it? If they did what they say they're going to do. But what else have they ever done that they said they were going to do? Therefore, you can almost immediately start putting your puzzle pieces together. They're going to wear blue berets, this military force. You see, it never gets dull up to Oberlin's house. Just today, to look at a gas tank requires the sheriff's department, several firemen. They couldn't find anything wrong. And Miss Record, if you just promise us you'll take this tank out of here, we won't write you a citation. I don't take that tank out of there. Well, you don't leave us any choice. We'll have to write you a citation, so get busy writing. We'll take it up with the Constitution. So, we get to take it up with the judge first. But keep in mind, it'll be the 24th of July. And probably we can get some postponements. You know, this is going to work into another Santa Barbara savings case, undoubtedly. They would even say this. Karen, keep all of this in your precious mind so you can share it because of the size of the tank. It's on skids. It's a large tank. They would even work out something whereby we could have a smaller tank. Don't want a smaller tank. We have this one. How about we just put 50 gallons in there and take out the other 3,000? No, that won't work. There is no way you're going to keep that big tank here. Why? It's painted. It's everything. It's very aesthetically pretty. And if Mr. Horn would ever let us, we'll put a fence around it. But we have a cease and desist from any digging. I don't know what they're going to do to the gophers. They keep digging holes in Mr. Horn's property. And no one can decide who has title to the property and who should and should not be making demands. Well, now that we are making more demands than Mr. Horn can keep up with, he's having a nervous breakdown, poor little thing. So, but you never know where the cracks in the floor are, do you? Or who lies? Who lies? Oberle, I want you to keep this one in mind, because before you do too much blaming of Hornback, I want it noted that on the docket where it says papers and tapes sent to the attorney is a clue. Were they? Did Horn really take the tape? Did Jason Brent? Did Horn back get it? Unlikely, isn't it? But there it is in black and white from Mr. Horn's office on the docket. It's a lovely tape. It can go into infinity, and undoubtedly shall do so. Meanwhile, ones are able to dig into the law and the Constitution. I want to thank Rick for bringing to my attention what Al Monette would like to do through Fremont, different Fremont. Would like to start a new nation called the New Nation USA. Sounds good, doesn't it? Just everybody sign up and we secede from this legislative United States that set itself up in Washington, D.C. The problem is you have to have constitutional boundaries to call yourself a nation. So what it ends up is a good idea, non-functional, divisive. You don't need a new nation. You need to take care of the one you have. I hear what they're saying. Let us get busy. Disclaim ownership of our person, regain our sovereignty. And this government is so far gone, you can't salvage it. No, but your constitution can be salvaged. That's what you're talking about anyway. And if you come forth with a new name, you're not going to get off the first step. You don't need anything new. You need to get that which you have. I also want to acknowledge and thank Rick and whoever helped him put the package for survival. It's a beautifully done package in very short order and can be utilized and then fleshed out. We are limited in our human time as to what can be done. I can be anywhere giving assistance. Dorma cannot do it. Would anybody like to report overly how much we have done in less than 2 weeks? You ones mailing out all those expresses must know. You know, in less than a week, we put out, what, 3 double expresses? And half a journal. That's anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 hours of typing. But it sure cuts down on the accusations of plagiarism. She doesn't have time to look. By the way, John, there is no point in anyone thinking you're going to get all the answers by re-signing up for Walter's book. Your main is utilizing diagrams from there, basically following the format, because facts is facts and pigs is pigs, and it's the truth. He's not going in order. He's going to wrap it up with a blast to the atomic system, probably at the tail end, because you're going to have to come into your acknowledgement of this other half of your beingness. Actually, it isn't even half, it's all. You're going to have to get off this physical matter kick. It is only registered on your senses, your physical senses, and therefore can have no reality. But as an extension of God's thought, you are created, you are manifest. And as that one unit, you further manifest. And until you can understand it, you can get all the books you want. And all you will do is pay a lot of money for something that, if you're just patient a little while, let it unfold in the segments put forth. Understand them. Don't just read it. Go to those diagrams. Those were given. And I will tell you right now, they were given by Germain to Walter Russell. So they know what they're doing. And it's a time of blessing upon this world. You see, every so often, the water's tested. Is man ready? Is man ready? It doesn't matter of which this time whether man's ready or not. The sword is going to take place. Those who will come into understanding will do so. Those who choose not to will face the consequences of that choice. Now, I would get off of the soapbox, and what would you like to ask of me? I know, nobody asked me here in the first place.
This is conversation time. You can ask anything you want.
I got a question.
I was hearing.
Lyle Russell brought out a book called Atomic Suicide.
Yes.
Is Germain using some of that stuff?
Yes, absolutely. That's Walter's stuff. Lyle only, there's been a gross misperception. And this is why you have to be very careful, very, very careful what you get sucked into. Walter adored this woman. And I am not lessening Lal Russell. But you see, once Walter, especially after he made his transition, she became the little queen bee in the middle of the groupie. And this is what happens when you're not very, very careful. She would not even perceive it that way. But by the time that happened, she was getting on into elderly years, and she was tired also. But basically, Lau did nothing. I'm sorry if this hurt some of your feelings. Lau was a beautiful woman. She was patient with Walter, and she edited and helped organize. She was not gifted with information. She would not realize what needed to be in there any more than the neighbor coming in, other than what Walter would share with her. Man has not learned to protect the valued things, and they get usurped incorrectly. The book is valid. Everything that Walter put into that book is technically correct. And it's extremely important information. Extremely important. You see, speakers, receivers, this holds true down through the years, through the eons of time. Walter understood the information coming through as it came through, because he had to make the diagrams. Somebody had to make them for the first time. Dorma's not put in a position at this point of the unfolding, an expression of the truth, because there's no need to repeat and reinvent the wheel. But before you're done, she'll have to understand it, the same as everyone else has to understand it. It will not be her privilege not to understand it. She's farther along the path now because she's writing it. So she understands what she's writing. But she's going to have to go through the same study sections and sessions as you want, because I don't want her ahead. I can't have her ahead for two reasons. It's very dangerous for her. And we need to have some sessions as this unfolds, because herein going to lie the entire infrastructure of your electric universe, because that's all there is. And if you want free energy and healing apparatus, you're going to have to pull in that other portion, that other half, that cycle, which is God. It has to be, or you have nothing. And you're going to have to bring it in to the circle, to the cycle, into the ring, with the one experiencing as that opposite pole. You can hook everything to anybody you want to, and it will do absolutely zero, unless you understand the fine-tuned frequency of the entire cycle. I mean, any apparatus you want. You cannot override the mind. Only in the mind is the functioning blueprint of every cell in a body. And unless your apparatus is tuned to the mind with the capability of fine-tuning to whatever you're trying to accomplish, again, split into a divided pair, you're not going to heal anything. So be patient, John. Yes, indeed. This is the scientific information upon which the creation functions. Next.
Would John be a good teacher for this science class?
I believe Jermaine will do it himself. But you will need some scientific minds in the class. Not the least of which is to understand what is being told to you so that you can see the difference. There are so many theories. You see, you're working on a theory that there is a nucleus and an atom. No, there is a center, which is gravity. Everything else is trying to get out of there. So it's held together. This little atom is held together through compression. And all these little things, whatever you're going to say, all these little things, it just is not like you think. And they're all trying to get away. They're not trying to get in there. Everything is trying to get away. And then once it's away, it's all trying to get back. And that's what makes for immortality, the rebirthing, the seed. You see, you represent the seed of the human species. You're not an ape, you're not a plant, you're not an oak tree. And when you physically die, the beingness comes back and falls within the seed. And this is your proof of God. No errors. When an acorn grows, it comes out an oak tree every time. And everything in the universe is made in rings, multiples of, but rings. John could give me some backup support on this one. If you have a wire bearing electricity, it will go in spirals. It is traveling zip, doodah, poopy. But it is only traveling on the outer surface of that wire. If, in fact, it were all going through that center core, you would pulverize it. You would simply melt it, evaporate it. And it's only going one way. It doesn't go down there and turn around and come back. There's not one, you know. It is only traveling one direction. Period. Absolutely. No exception. You don't have two kinds of electricity. You have one kind of electricity. These are misconceptions. And unfortunately, very dangerous misconceptions. Because man goes in trying to split these atoms. And in fact, when you do that, you have created suicide for your planet. If something doesn't happen soon, you have created murder for your planet. And nobody shows any signs of stopping this madness. Don't they know what's for you? Yes, they do. Your adversary knows. And they have gone right ahead and developed according to the proper rules and left you ones helpless with that which is established. Yes.
I have a question that's brought up a lot in the seminar. People say, well, if they destroy the world, then the humans, they don't have any place to live. How can they? Where's the logic in that?
Well, if they destroy the world, they don't. But if they destroy the world through nuclear blasts, they certainly do. It will clear.
Oh.
They don't intend to use something that won't clear. They just intend to get rid of life. And within a given period of time, they can resurface. They already have their way off of here.
Okay, so if they have destroyed most of life, who will they rule if they destroy them?
Oh, they're going to keep plenty of you around for slaves.
All right.
But it's also one reason that you will be able to do some good project building.
So that you continue to work. I mean, it's your own.
Depends on who you are.
Oh.
If you are of the undesirable minority groups, probably not. They will keep some for heavy labor. You have to face it. This world is one big bigoted place. You have to face it. The Anglo-Saxons, what you consider the white races, have come out of the lineage, let us say, through England. The intent is to first get rid of all minorities. That would be any of your colored races. When it gets to the yellow race, they're not going to like it. They already don't like it. You are going to have war within 5 years. The elite have promised you that. The Bilderbergers just decided on it. I would tell you now that the probabilities are within months, not years. Because they must have everything operational by year 2000. They cannot wait to the end of the fifth year to have that war. There will be many between now and then. They're not building up and building up and building up for nothing. It's planned. It will happen. And there is so much corruption. We have just witnessed it. I get exasperated. Ones ask me what to do. I tell them what to do. And then they go do whatever someone else tells them to do. And I'm not offended. But I am angry when I see my ones taken advantage of. And in this instance, because all of you know her, I speak of Sherry. They treat her as if she's an imbecile. They lie to her. Overly made many phone calls. The one who had placed her funds.
Excuse me, Commander.
Yes, Overly.
I need to turn the tape.